If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos, let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galar, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Morning.
Howdy. How are you, Leroy?
Good day of football yesterday.
Good day of football yesterday, dude. Good day of football.
Good day of football. Not just because the Dolphins won.
No.
Can I just say this?
Dude, it's the start of the show. You don't have to ask permission. Of course you could say whatever you want. Your name is on the show.
I am so tired of a football game starting.
Mm-hmm.
And within 5 minutes of the game and four plays.
Yep.
The text chat that I'm on. See, they suck. They got to fire. I'm like,
why don't you get out of this chat? Why don't you
play football for 3 minutes?
Why don't you get out of this chat? You are in a very negative chat.
If I get out, then I miss the golf interactions.
So mute it.
Figure out who's playing.
So mute it.
I don't know. Last time I muted it, I lost it.
Oh.
So I had to do a whole nother. So
the old aren't very good with technology.
It's excruciating.
All right.
And
was it the Tua fumble? Was that the thing that got everybody crazy? Like what?
Because no,
that's
no.
Like I'm trying to think.
No,
like what
no,
was?
Wait! It's unbelievable.
I'm trying to think. First what was one, the early negative play that would have gotten him?
Wait.
He's looking.
I'm looking.
Dr. Toboggan says it was the Eichenberg Bowl. I know. Who knew there was another Eichenberg out there? Yeah. Another Eichenberg. Apparently the Eichenbergs took over the stadium. Eichenbergs galore, dude.
Yeah, but two negatives to make a positive. So it was good. It was good.
Apparently this is Liam Eichenberg has learned under the tutelage of Christian Wilkins after all those years of Christian Wilkins abusing him in practice, because apparently Liam Eichenberg, what he's good at now, is really annoying his opponents.
Oh, so he's offensive Christian Wilkins?
Apparently so. This is 2 weeks in a row. He's gotten his opponents to do something stupid to him. Gotta give credit where credit's due.
All right. Here's how it starts. Right? 12:15. If Crosby leaves two alone, we win. That was the first text.
Okay.
I replied, that's why you need a guy like Ingold.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because he does
he
a
was
lot
out.
Of that
yep, yep.
And stuff like that. Right? Reply. Durham Smythe.
What about him?
Or, no, that's who's supposed to replace him. Spitballing here.
Just spitballing.
Right?
Don't forget
he
about
him. He won't. Now, first drive. Ready?
Yep.
9 minute drive. Nice. No penalties.
It was a nice drive.
Right? Somebody talking about tailgate. Here we go. And here's where it starts. The next drive.
So it was when
their receivers couldn't be more wide open over and over.
Well, that Bowers was open over wide
somebody,
open.
Wait, somebody. And then somebody replies. As we move into the action later in the second quarter. Wait. And look, so we all are playing defense against this guy's aggressive negative offense. Yet. They have 3 points.
Yep.
And yet, Miami is winning.
It seems okay right now. It doesn't seem too negative.
Wait, no. They're making Gardner look like Brady.
Well, that's a bit strong.
It's the way you're watching the same 10-3 game. Then get off the field on third down.
That's fair. The very long drives. I don't remember a football game like that where there was like four drives for a half. That was crazy.
You know why? Because everybody was just, look, when you play the Dolphins, you know you're going to get some type of cover two, and they're going to deny the deep part of the field.
Yep.
And what defenses do, and this is what cover two is, and you can, Antonio Pierce has played in this. Marvin Lewis has taught this his whole career, right? If the offense runs more than X amount of plays, I think it's 9 to 10 plays, they're going to screw up the drive. So just don't give up any big plays.
Gotcha.
So that's why it looked that way, because on the other side, they're going, Gardner Minshew ain't going to complete 5 passes, go all the way down the field.
Yeah, they did let Minshew off the hook a couple times too.
So that's why the game started that way.
Al Macko says,
until somebody gets a substantial lead and you got to force the issue, you're okay with sitting back and allowing them to do that. And guess what happened? The Dolphins went down the field and scored touchdowns,
mm-hmm.
right? The Raiders came down to kick field goals. So that means now you have forced the Raiders to get out of that show and have to take more chances because they can't return the same energy you are on the offensive side.
Right.
That's how the game played out,
mm-hmm.
right? Here we go.
Oh,
the defense can't stop the lowly Raiders.
Well, that's fair.
Same old bleep. Is Ralph at the game? Prevent defense, prevent offense.
Was Ralph at the game?
Yes, he goes. He goes to every game. It's Heat too. Same thing with
you guys
Heat.
Are bothering Ralph. Ralph's just trying to have a good time.
Hey, I can see things you can't in TV. Really?
He's saying that to you?
Yes, to the group.
I need to use that.
So somebody replied, should be a coach. Right? D is horrible. Gave up 6 bleeping points. Fire them all. In the gym. Especially him.
This sounds like somebody's drunk.
No, they're making fun of him.
Yeah.
Look around the league at the scores. What are good teams doing to bad teams? That's, you know, negative Nancy.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, like, but the Dolphins never, there was never a point where the Dolphins were in danger of losing this game.
Right. Wait. Somebody replied, Pitt is beating the Ravens 6-0. Packers 7-0 over the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Can we stop them on this first drive? I feel bad for the punter.
All right. I think I'm uncle. Like, can you get me to the juicy part? I think I'm uncle on this.
All right, let's get to the end of the game.
There's more? There really is more.
Right.
Nope, he's looking.
Wide open again, and again. I go, Ralph, he's really good.
We don't know what that means, though, Leroy. You have no context to this.
I mean, times.
Is it Bowers? I'm assuming it's Bowers, because Bowers was always wide open. He's really good, though.
That's what I just said, right? But here's the problem. Every time they complete a pass,
yeah,
run for more than 2.5 yards,
yep,
he fires up the bum guns.
Well, he's drunk, very clearly.
Right. I mean, it's the craziest thing.
The Dalvin Kane says that Julian Hill 5 yards away from that anytime touchdown.
Yeah, I thought
he's
about
always,
him.
But he's always 5 yards away from anytime touchdown.
And if he gets too close, he fumbles.
It was like, oh no! Once he caught it and he was at the 5, I'm like, nah, they're not going to throw it to him. Once he had 2 catches, I'm like, they're not going to risk it again. I was shocked that they targeted him 3 times. I was like, there's no way. That was close as he was going to get. I knew my money was up in smoke there, Dalvin Kane.
It was one of those games where, and the Raiders play a lot of games like this and you don't realize it. They hang in there, they hang in there, they hang in there, and then you just pull away, right? Because either they can't score or eventually their defense gets worn down a little bit. But you got to be patient with it.
You guys see,
they were.
You see on the Jonnu Smith touchdown, you see Tyreek Hill trolling Antonio Pierce.
Yeah, he's a...
And you can just see Antonio Pierce furious. He's like,
oh yeah.
You could tell, like, Antonio Pierce, the player, had to like the coach had to come out there, because I think the player wanted to go there and sock Tyreek Hill right in the face, and said he just gave him the most meek, dismissive wave of But you knew, like, his initial reaction was, I want to go punch this guy right in the face
for
showboating in front of me, because Jonnu Smith, I don't know what the hell his defense was doing. But Jonnu Smith
he ran out of the field. He goes, wait a minute. Nobody's covering me. Can you believe this?
He's like, I've never seen anybody that open this season. I mean, oh my God.
That's why I would like them to take and put Tyreek and Waddle on the same side every now and then. Because when you're that decisive on, like, listen, they're covering Tyreek and they're covering another wide receiver.
Right.
And they just totally dismissed Jonnu Smith.
I got to say that.
Now, but in the future, this is going to open up stuff for Tyreek and Waddle.
That's great. But what does Coach Ralph say? What's his advice? Does he want them both on the same side?
No, you know, no. Oh, God. It's, I'm telling you, as soon as the kickoff, can't even reach the end zone. Oh, my goodness, this kicker. We need a new kicker. Every kicker in the NFL is kicking it out of the back of the end zone. I say, Ralph, sometimes they purposely kick it in play to get a return.
I like Ross Tucker making fun of kickers yesterday in front of Jay Feely. He goes, you guys can't even get to the neutral zone? Like, Jay Feely is responsible for all kickers.
Oof.
Yeah. Who knew?
Like, you guys kick 55-yard field goals. You can't hit it. 20 in a 20-yard area?
That's crazy. It was crazy. But yeah, man, look, did what they had to do yesterday. The Dolphins, yeah. They zero punts. So
That was crazy, right?
Yeah.
But it's funny because when you think of this offense and you think of the high power offense that it can be. You know, this offense was designed to do stuff like this. Like, to be explosive while methodically moving the ball down the field. If you watch San Francisco, that they do very similar things. And then what ends up happening is you look at all the numbers at the end of the game and you go, "Woo, wow." Not yesterday. Yeah, not yesterday.
Couple
upsets. Anyone's like really surprised you?
I was a little surprised how much the Chargers jumped on Cincinnati. And then Cincinnati comes back and J.K. Dobbins had that sick ass run. So you had a thriller there. Can't say I'm surprised Buffalo beat Kansas City. You know, monster.
It's almost like, you know what? Kansas City almost had like the same kind of season as the Canes. Like, they haven't really been playing great offensively.
Mm-hmm.
You got that guy, and so nobody really worries about it. But in the back of your mind, you're thinking, you know, if they keep playing like this, it's going to bite them in the ass.
Right.
And that's what happened.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, what was my – I got to say, I mean, the Broncos throttling the Falcons as bad they did, that was a little like, whoa. Because that was an important game for them, obviously. You know, they got people nipping at the heels. And then, I mean, look – I think yesterday we all got a taste of what it's like to be a Jets fan, because when you need the Jets to do you a favor.
Not me! Not me! Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm glad you brought that up. I had it ready. Hold on. All right. Boom! For $50 million a year. Four MVPs and a Super Bowl 17 years ago, you know, a long time ago.
Yep.
Here's what I can give you. 22 of 29, 484 yards.
Oof.
Get out of here with this nonsense. And you know what they're going to say at the end of the year? Well, he had no help. That defense, they regressed. You got two of the most dominant receivers in the game? Stop!
Crazy, dude.
Your team's garbage.
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 Got run over by a quarterback they didn't even want to play.
And, more importantly, the Browns.
Oh, dude.
Smokes. Woo! What is going on? Wait. Here's a stat for you. And I want to tell me. I'm going to give you this stat, and
you
I
tell.
Want you guys to tell me.
Are you the Ralph of your Browns chat?
No. No, I'm very positive. Here, you ready?
You're not more positive than Bernie.
No. You ready? Here.
Yeah.
30 for 46, 65% completion percentage, 395 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks.
Yep.
That was the loser.
Yeah.
And they lost by 21 points.
Sure did.
What in the heck? Have you ever seen a stat line like that to a loser?
It's pretty impressive. I was not aware of that. I did not. I got to tell you, after I saw the final score, I didn't go looking for the Browns final, the Browns box score.
I was watching it. I'm like, he can't.
There's a theory in sports towns. If you have something going too good, the karma can't spread too far over to everything else. And right now, the Cavaliers are undefeated, 15-0, which I don't believe is done.
So y'all, the sports are going to pay.
I think that, well, people do believe that. You know, like the Panthers right now have the power in our town. And,
so that means the Heat and the
everybody else. It's a thought. I don't know if I believe it because I feel like there's been years.
Wait a minute.
I feel like there's been years where Tampa won like everything, but
what, was it Tampa won? What about Boston?
Boston's probably done it, but
Boston
like
did it with Cleveland and the Celtics.
Cleveland's the first team to be 15-0 since the 73 win Warriors, and you have the Browns Browning, and you had Stipe. Oh, poor Stipe.
Ooh.
Oh, poor Stipe.
John Jones, even with the little pudge belly. Right?
Boy.
You see the way
even scarier
was
with
all
the pudge belly.
Stipe was all swollen. And
looked great.
John Jones walked in there with a little gut.
John Jones basically thought, what does heavyweight mean? Because it was such a funny thing. Because
heavyweight mean I don't have to lose weight.
John Jones spent years being like, oh, I got to properly move up to heavyweight. I got to properly do it. And mind you, this was lighter than his first fight, and he looked like he just walked out of the all-you-can-eat buffet and basically beat Stipe to a pulp with a beer belly. Scariest dude on the planet. That's the scariest man on the planet.
Hey, I'm going to say this, and I don't care how little he fights, because I've always had a problem with people saying he's the greatest, you know, heavyweight, and he doesn't fight that much because of all the off-field stuff. But I can't think of a person on this planet that could beat that man. No, anybody?
I mean, the guy everybody wants to see him fight is Tom Aspinall. But Tom Aspinall, but he said that. The thing was, it was interesting after this fight, was that John, when he talked to Joe and the crowds there, he kind of hinted that he was into it. Like, he was going to start going. But then when he got to the media, he was like, yeah, but I need FU money for that fight. And like, Dana's sitting here and he's saying like, oh, it's going to be the biggest fight we ever did, which it's not going to be the biggest fight they ever do, but it's going to be a very big fight. And
what do you think is the biggest fight they ever did?
Connor versus Nate Diaz.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Connor Nate Diaz 2 was the biggest fight they did. Probably Connor Jose Aldo before that.
So it's all Connor.
Yeah.
So that's why he acts a fool.
That's why, yeah. Connor tweeted out when somebody put that clip out, and then Connor just comment tweeted and he goes, now.
but that's kind of when you know you got the power, right? that's when you know you got the juice.
When
the whole sport will stop.
We had a man.
You're going to fight.
We had a major damages done, and lots to get to. We obviously got to get into the Tyson debacle from Friday night as well. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
You know, because the old aren't very good with technology.
Okay. Dirty South. Uh huh. Can y'all really feel me? Feel us. East Coast, feel me. Feel us. West Coast, feel me. Say what? Dirty South. Here we go. Can y'all really feel me? Baby girl. East Coast, feel me. West Coast, feel me. Can you feel us? Dirty South. Dirty.
Nah, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins victorious yesterday over the Raiders 34-19. Dolphins now 4-6 on the season. Raiders fall to 2-8. They suck. Dolphins now will turn their attention to the Patriots, who lost yesterday to the Rams. And obviously the Dolphins need that to
the Patriots
set themselves
look better
up
since Drake May took over.
They definitely look more viable, for sure. They definitely look more viable, for sure. So that's something that you got to keep an eye on, especially with you know, the Dolphins giving up some big plays yesterday. The tackling was less than ideal on some drives.
By the way, it's really hard to do, because keep in mind, if you're in an open field like that as a running back and that guy tackles you, it's going to be pretty difficult for you to have a job. And on the other side, it's considered a great play if he tackles a running back in open field, or anybody for that matter.
You talking about the one that Kohu whipped on?
Yeah. Yes. It's not as easy as people make it sound like, right?
It looks bad.
It looks bad. But again, any sudden move by that running back and you stop, then he runs by you. So what you do is you just accelerate, pick a spot, go try to hit it.
I've already looked at, not to look ahead, even though I do that, but I've already started looking at Green Bay forecast for next Thursday. Snow. Snow.
Oh, it's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
Let me tell you. November weather up north is tricky. When you get to Thanksgiving or later, there's no doubt.
Dolphins might have to save Thanksgiving because did you see what happened with the Giants?
No, what happened?
Giants have officially benched Daniel Jones, which means we have a Super Bowl matchup of Cowboys, Giants, Cooper Rush, and Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito. Woo! That's a woof.
Like,
BOM! What are we supposed to do? Talk to our families?
You know what else they should do? They should fire the guy who ever decided to let Saquon Barkley go, because that would help Daniel Jones.
Oh, he's getting fired. Oh, that guy's getting fired.
Hey, you're like, dude, he's getting
fired. Oh, he's getting fired. There's no doubt about that.
I love the way, was it the owner that came in and Hard Knocks said, you really want to get rid of Saquon? I really like him.
I'd hate to see him in another, especially a division rival's jersey. Don't worry about it, boss. Don't worry about it.
It's that thinking about running backs right there that's going to get a bunch of people in the league fired. Because a running back is almost as important as offensive line as far as protecting your quarterback, keeping the defense honest. If you can't run the football and the defensive line can tee off on your quarterback, that makes things much more difficult for their success.
Kind of feels like McDaniels rats off a ship on Mostert, huh? Kind of feels that way.
It's a weird...
They even tried to fake an injury.
It does kind of look like he's...
not enough.
Streets need a body, and we found out who the body was.
Well, he very clearly was getting punished on Monday Night Football, but even in this
game...
No carries, and then in this one... He didn't have any targets, and he had 3 carries for -2 yards. Yeah, did he have a hip injury?
A hip injury.
But he was fine. He was on the sidelines. Yeah, he looked normal.
Then they had him returning kicks.
He went back in after that.
Did he?
Yes.
I thought after they said it, they showed him on the sidelines. He looked completely normal.
No, they said, most sir. No, he went back in.
Okay.
But this I is apologize. Weird. I thought that he was fine.
They said hip injury, and then he's returning kicks. And I'm like, well, I mean.
No, that's what I'm saying. He went back in, and he played offense.
Oh, I thought you meant he went back into the locker room.
No. No.
Yeah, I was very confused.
They just put it on TV that questionable return, and then he was back in the game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Probably ought to put them hip pads on, fella.
Jeez.
I don't know. Like, you can do that when you have a lot of talent at the position.
Mm-hmm.
Some teams don't have that luxury.
For sure.
Right. So
I mean, the HN's playing well.
And the other thing is that with all the different ways you can give Achan the ball, it kind of makes him more important in that role anyway. So, I'm still, look, what did I tell you guys I'm not a fan of? That outside run stuff, the sweep. They're like, those guys on defense are too fast, man. You very, very rarely outflank the defense unless you're New Orleans Saints and you let big fat ass Taysom Hill just go down the sideline, which is amazing. That right there was unbelievable that you let Taysom Hill run down the sideline.
I'm going to be honest with you. You reference this Browns team too much. Like, oh, it's over, dude.
There's two games I got to watch.
I know, but like, do you?
There's two games I have to watch every week.
You don't really have to watch their games anymore, dude. Let's start. Here's what you need to start doing. Give them reports on Cam Ward. That's what you need to start doing. Give them reports on Shedeur Sanders. Yeah.
But, man, I don't know.
Dade Saf says Achan ditched the Guardian cap. So his mom probably lifted the suspension. She goes, okay, it's been a month. That's probably what it was. But yeah, man. They took care of business yesterday, man. Little TCB game.
They took care of business. They
had to keep pace.
From the perspective of playing offense,
mm-hmm.
they played really good offensive football. Maybe not the numbers everybody would like, but to be able to be that consistent, that methodical on a number of occasions and never have a punt, then you're playing good offensive football even though you don't score, you know, a boatload of points.
Jonnu Smith, who's, just had a really, really good season. This was him after the game. He says on Tua, best QB in the world, man.
Best in the world, man. You got the best quarterback in the world, man. You know what I mean? You know, when you makes things a lot easier for everybody else. And, you know, those guys that came in, during that time when he was down, they did a great job and, helped us as much as they could. Showed a lot of grit and a lot of selflessness. And, you know, we're happy to have those guys, man. And, one's who he is for a reason. So, we're just excited to have him back and excited to get back to where we need to be.
Pause up, dude.
Hey, notice
he
didn't want to throw the other guys on the bus that were playing quarterback when Tua wasn't.
Yeah, they know, though. We all know, dude. We don't have to say it. We know. We've seen him.
Hey, I'm glad to see they using the hell out of Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
Like, and the defense looks damn near shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, he's been a monster, dude. He's been a monster. He's been great. He's been it was a bit of a slow roll, but since week four, this guy's been a go-to.
Yep.
He's been absolutely fantastic. And then
that's going to help.
We have one person, though, who has to answer for their crimes. And that person's name is Antonio Pierce because he called for Tua to retire. And after the game, he was asked about it.
You made some comments regarding Tua and his concussion history earlier this year. Did you have any talks with him maybe on the field at any point in the game?
No, I got the ultimate respect for Tua, former player. That was it.
Good.
Thank you.
Damage is done, my friend.
What was that? What was the last?
Damage is done.
You just said former things player. Like you. Did you have any conversation? No. Former player. Ultimate respect.
Breakfast. Two eggs. All right, I'm out. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hey, you can't be saying scrambled eggs, man.
Hey,
I'm sorry. That's my
fault. Us in that position.
I apologize.
Wow. But. That was funny. Hey, listen.
Can't scramble eggs nowadays.
I guarantee, though, this is what I was saying. Like,
they're too expensive.
I know that Antonio Pierce is, I've been in his position before, all right? Because his heart was in the right place. All right, his heart was in the right place when he told Tua to retire. However, there was part of me that thinks, because these coaches are so week to week, I bet you he forgot they played the Dolphins when he said that at week two. I bet you he didn't even realize. And, as soon as he's like, oh, this is being brought up as fodder. Yup.
Yep. I mean, it's a emotional reaction,
mm-hmm.
but the thing that I have said, and I'll still say to anybody is, you got to understand why these guys play. And as a former player, to know what you put your body through and what you went and played with and some of the injuries you sucked it up and went out and gave whatever you could, you should be more understanding than kind of dismissive of it. And that's kind of what he was. That's the only problem I had with it. I get what he was trying to say. But he should also follow it up with, I played in this league for a long time. I know what I went on the field with and the things I tried to do and what I played with. So I understand what he's going through.
Yeah, well, he didn't, though. He just described himself, former player, Tua, quarterback, ultimate respect. I'm like, what is this, Mad Libs? We know. Thank you.
Long walks on the beach.
He's like,
I'm a Taurus.
He's like, what do you want to do? I'm 2-8. I hope I have a job next year. That crazy owner sits in the box. He's starting to look like his father, the Crypt Keeper, with a wig on. What? What are you looking for?
It's really the worst.
I mean, it's the worst haircut you've ever seen in your life.
That he travels 100 miles to get.
100 miles to get in a van.
Wow.
And then he's bringing that puppy to Miami. Woof.
Gross.
Man.
You know, there was an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond, and they were sitting in a church, and Raymond and Robert were sitting next to each other, and the guy in front of them had a hairpiece, and Ray was messing around with him doing like this, and then Robert hit his arm and hit him in his head to the side.
Too much?
And I'm like, oh my goodness.
I really liked that character on TV. I've never been more shocked seeing stand-up comedy that guy is like Brad Garrett. Hey.
He is not funny.
Not funny, dude.
At the comedy club.
Isn't that crazy? He owns the Vegas Improv.
That's
it's all over the place too. Like he's got that syndicated TV money, and like he loves stand up comedy so much. But dude, I went to the Improv to see, that was the last, before you gave me tickets, Marcos.
Yeah,
that was the last stand up comedy show I saw. It was Brad Garrett, and I was like, this is terrible.
Well, if you want to see him again, $210.
What?
That's what it's saying.
Oh, he's coming down here?
No. This is at his comedy club.
Apparently. Wow.
Yeah, on Vivid Seats.
From $210?
The cheapest ticket you can get.
Vegas is so expensive.
$161 if you want to do cheap, you know, to see our boy Brad.
Marcos has to be PC because he might make a Miami trip. Take a break. More to come on the show. Busy, busy weekend. We got Cats to talk about. We got Panthers. Canes are going to be back in action this week. And a lot of fight action as well. More to come here on the show back after this.
When the bat rails in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
VIP coming live from the VIP.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat, they finished their road trip yesterday with a loss to the Indiana Pacers. Valiant effort. Came back after seemed like they were about to
super valiant.
What's your problem, dude?
Super valiant.
It was a valiant effort. They almost came back, dude. Did you see Tyler Hero?
Yo, Tyler Hero was going off. A slow start, but at a certain
point. He's been incredible.
Yeah, he decided, oh, hey, this is my team, Tyler Hero, greater than sign Jimmy Butler. Who said that? You said that?
I say that?
What are you talking about? I don't know. I mean,
Jimmy Butler has been a really great player for the Heat.
Yeah, but you know.
It was weird though yesterday.
Hero's team, man.
Maybe.
Come on.
Maybe.
He's turning the corner. He's now.
He's turned the corner.
There's no ridiculous antics. What is he? Is he still wearing the same?
He still wears ridiculous outfits. But yeah, I mean, like he's very young and cool, so he could pull it off. But yeah, he's still wearing ridiculous outfits. But he got cooking from three. It's crazy. He saw like one of them drop in and then was just like, go time. Yeah. Unfortunately, though, there's a little problem.
What's that?
Nobody on the Heat could get a stop. Nobody on the Heat could get a stop at the end of that game.
That is unfortunate.
It was. And you want to know what the worst part about it was?
Yeah.
DJ McConnell. It's always TJ McConnell.
Oh, it's always
TJ McConnell. TJ McConnell just sat there and he was just feeding Duncan Robinson intangible buckets. And Duncan Robinson had to be looking like the Spider-Man meme in a mirror. He's just like, whoa. This is what it feels like to get fed intangible buckets. That's what it was.
Don't know who I'm more scared of, Batum or TJ McConnell?
TJ McConnell's murdered the Heat his whole career. He really has. He's murdered the Heat his whole career. Tonight, The Heat are back at it. Very weird schedule. I don't know what I was. I started reading something before I ran into you, actually, at Dunkin' Donuts this morning.
Yes.
I was starting to read while waiting for my sandwich and my coffee. I was reading this article on from Ira about like why the Heat have 5 days off, because the Heat play today. They are on a back to back.
Uh huh.
They play in Indiana for 5 days. That's the
worst part.
You want to talk about life that's unfair? The Heat have been in Indiana for 5 days, okay? Yeah. Which is enough to drive. As somebody who spent 3 days in Indiana, let me tell you, it's enough to just drive you bat bleep crazy.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Are you eating?
What's going on with me lately?
I
apologize. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it.
You know what? I'm just sorry. I apologize. Brittany, don't do that.
Told her twice.
They don't curse on the air. I've done it twice in the last 3 days.
I feel like Rob.
As somebody, it'll drive you. It'll drive you crazy, okay?
Yeah.
But the point is, 5 days in Indiana?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. But here's the other side of it. The Sixers, they've been here. They've been in Miami since Friday.
Okay, that's not fair.
What is that?
That's not fair, but it could benefit us, though. It was a fun weekend, maybe. You know, they're still
kind of... I think Joel Embiid is questionable with a sickness.
Yeah.
Which is probably doesn't want to play basketball. You know, him and Jimmy Butler, they can kick up their feet and be like, you should be able to go tonight.
Yeah, he's sick and tired.
But here's the thing that was weird. So Jimmy Butler, it didn't really make sense to me at the time.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy looked like he, over the road trip, he was ramping up. And then, but they did have a back-to-back. So you're like, you would figure he's not going to come back to play a back-to-back. That's kind of weird, right?
Yes.
But the Heat, they updated his injury status and they said questionable to play. And then the reporters came out and said, yeah, it's expected he's going to make his return. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of Sunday, it actually happened during Game Day Uncensored, they ruled him out, which was kind of weird. So I don't know if it just dawned on everybody, hey, we have a back-to-back, or it dawned on Jimmy or whatever. But it went from being reported that he was expected to return against the Pacers, and they could have used him yesterday, to the Miami Heat, then ruled him out. Very strange. Very strange.
Maybe he got wind of the schedule.
Perhaps.
What? I'll be back.
He goes, but if I miss tonight, that's another 2 weeks, because they're not back till Sunday.
Come on.
I don't know. I don't know.
Very strange still, though. A lot of questionable activity around the Heat organization has recently in regards to decision making.
I don't like that. Why? Because we have Terry Rozier, who's like building a brick house, and Kyle Lowry's in the building tonight, and we gave up a first round pick to swap those guys out. Is that what you're referring to?
Samesies, maybe, more or less. Samesies?
I'm going to tell you what I can't take tonight.
Yeah.
I cannot take Caleb Martin and Kyle Lowry just sinking the Heat tonight. That's just going to send me into a tailspin.
Yeah.
I can't take that.
Can't do it.
But if anybody's got us, the Cats got us.
Oh, the Cats got us.
Because you want to know what's great about the Cats? You know, they give a couple of let-ups against the Devils, but they still want to fight, you know? So it's basically like they won, even though the results say they didn't win. But everybody's been talking about these Winnipeg Jets, right? Oh, the Winnipeg Jets, they only have 2 losses. This is going to be their showcase game. They're going to come in there. Paul Maurice, he's playing friendly with Winnipeg. You know, he's like, oh, if I don't root for the Panthers, I root for Winnipeg. And then, you know who decided Winnipeg is going to be Lose-a-peg?
Whoa!
You know who decided they were going to be Goose-egg-a-peg?
Whoa!
Sergei Bobrovsky! Sergei Bobrovsky said, come into my barn, shoot at my net, because nary a puck will get behind these Russian legs.
Nary a puck!
Nary a puck, dude! That's what Sergei Bobrovsky does!
That's right.
That's what he does.
Nary a puck. Is that like old school?
I don't know. Here's Bob afterwards. This is him just being like how focused he was.
Yeah, I thought the guys did a great job. It was a complete game. All 4 lines are rolling, so it was fun to be part of it. Definitely, it's a big game against a really good opponent.
What were the emotions like when you guys get 3 goals in the second period and maybe able to relax a little bit, at least, you know, with a 4-0 lead?
No, well, you don't think about the score. You just play one shift at a time, you know, one moment at a time, and then in the end of the game, you look at the scoreboard. So obviously, you know, every moment dictates the next one, but you don't want to think too much or be relaxed or be too much focused, you know.
How many times does Bob have to tell you it's one shift at a time? You know, he knows.
He's the most focused person I've ever
met. Looks at the scoreboard?
Yeah.
No. One play at a time.
Just locked in at all times.
Focused.
Just staying with the moment.
Made some big saves early. Did you feel like you were in the zone from the get?
I felt pretty good. I felt comfortable. Again, guys did a great job. They allowed me to see the puck. The box out was unreal. So good gaps. So it was a complete game.
It's pretty much like Bob lives in the zone. That's where he's at right now.
It's really good gaps.
Like, just.
He said good gaps.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's good. That's good hockey talk.
Sipak.
Focused. He really is. Like, that was him after a shutout. Like, mm-hmm. You know, a win. You would think someone talking like
a
that.
A win they over everybody's gift to hockey right now, the yep. Winnipeg Jets.
He didn't smile.
But, like, do you notice, here's what the Panthers have done, all right? Now, the Panthers have been on a great run up until this week where they lost a couple of the Devils, all right? But this is a team, they've toyed with the league, okay? They've toyed with the league because everybody comes in here and they're like, you guys aren't going to do that again. You've been to the Cup now 2 years in a row. Playtime is over for the Cats. And Boston, they've tried to do it to the Cats this year. And all the Panthers have done is embarrass them. They just embarrass them. They make them lose their head. Then it was the New York Rangers. Oh, the New York Rangers once again. You know, you're going to go in here. They're going to show you who the true king of the East is. Bah! Get the hell out of here. All right? Doing it with Barkov. Doing it without Barkov. Doing it with Tkachuk. Doing it without Tkachuk. Because you know who just keeps scoring? Reinhardt. That's what he does. He rolls out of bed. He scores goals. Okay? And the Sams... I mean, you want to talk about green eggs and ham. Sam I am. Samson Bennett and Samson Reinhardt.
Okay.
A couple of Samson stronger than the one from the Holy Books.
Oh, he's back. And he's back.
Point.
So you're taking some liberties with Leroy back here for sure.
What do you mean, dude?
A little bit of liberties with Leroy.
You want to give me minus ones for that?
I think he would have for that one.
All right, fine.
Brought it back, though.
Minus one.
But I'm just telling you right now, dude. Everybody, this is one of those things where, oh, you know, their run is over. It was cute. And I know everybody hates the Cats. But do you know how embarrassing that is? Like, Hellebuyck comes in here, right? And this guy, you want to know why I don't like him? Okay. I really know nothing about him, all right?
All right.
But he thought he was going to walk into this barn, right? And he was going to go and stop the Cats. And the thing is, you ruined Sergei Bobrovsky's celebration last year, Hellebuyck. Now, I guess it technically was the voters, not you. But you ruined it because he had to fly across the country. Didn't even get to celebrate the Stanley Cup just to watch you get the Vezina Trophy? And for what? To give up a five-piece to the Cats. You were in Hellebuyck. That's where you were.
Yeah!
You were in hockey, Hellebuyck.
Wow!
And that's why you're goose egg a peg.
Hey, Leroy, this guy has had a segment. This guy has had a segment.
Well, me too, because the guy that came over does not speak one lick of English.
Use that Google Translate.
Happens all the time.
So I'm trying to explain to him what's going on. He called me because he couldn't get into the development. So I had to go drive to the gate, show him how to get in, using no words, of course.
Love that.
Words mean words.
And I'm explaining it to him what's going on with the air condition, and he's looking at me like this.
It's a big word for me, dog.
So this is going to go well.
He's got it.
Nope. I told him I'd come check on him. I'm doing a radio show, and he went.
Huh?
Yeah. He went Radio Libre.
We'll take a break.
This is fun.
We'll take a break. Our Tua is next.